contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The end sometimes, the end sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. Today won't be no different. Today we will be talking about some serious shit that's going on here. So Louis B's probably gonna get a little pissed off today. Louis B's gonna start get angry. So first thing wanted to talk about is, let me get the music ready.
Hey, Joey Baseballs, how you doing? Hey, not for nothing, I'm greater than Yankees, though.
Oh, forget about it, how you doing? What a year it's been. Our boy Victor Luke called. He wants a little something special for the Yankees.
You serious?
Wait till you hear this.
Hey, New York. Hey,
that's right, the Yankees are beating the Baltimore Orioles. The score, the score is tied, bottom of the ninth. But as always, if the score is tied, it means the Yankees are automatically winning. So, God bless the Yanks. It's gonna be 28 soon, baby.
In the house that George built in New York City, the greatest city in the world. How you doing?
All right. That's enough of sports talk. Sports talk. 1070 AM. ESPN Radio. So anyway, first thing I want to talk about is, does anybody remember the Duke Lacrosse fake rape act, the fake rape accuser, Crystal Magnum? Well, further proof how crazy this bitch was. I reported sometime last year that she threatened to kill her then boyfriend with a knife. And she burnt all his clothes, threatening to burn down the whole house where her own kids inside the apartment. And now she actually killed her new boyfriend by stabbing him in the chest. A man stabbed by Crystal Magnum, who infamously made national headlines in 2006 by falsely accusing three Duke lacrosse players of rape. Hold on, we got Mikey on the line. Mikey, how you doing? The psycho bitch, yeah, for real, Christy. Christy's in the chat room. She's like, what the fuck? Yeah, she's a psycho. She almost wrecks the lives of three Duke lacrosse players that, you know, the whole world drag them through the mud, I'm pretty sure their reputations are still messed up, because you know what? Unfortunately, in this society, if you're accused of anything, if you're accused of child abuse, if you're accused of rape, and you're exonerated, it doesn't matter because people still treat you like you're a still guilty. No matter what. No matter what. We got to give a big shout out to Mikey, who's on the line now. Casey, Jim bit my shorts. Anon in the chat room on crowdshotradio.com/listen live.
So I got sensitivity training the other day during class, where I got to sit there and hear a woman say that violence crimes are done predominantly by men. And I guess we're all potential criminals, and people need to report any suspicions to the police.
Yeah, you know what? I mean,
we're all women hating pigs. And
that's one of the biggest piles of bullshit out there. Because, I mean, look at my videos on YouTube. 3 different women attacked me. 3 different women attacked me. I got it on film.
I don't know if I'd be saying that on air if I were you.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? I just love to fucking catch anyone making an ass out of themselves and exposing people. But I just seriously love how women think they could put their hands on people and then turn around and say, "Oh, men are violent." No, sweetheart. The stats are out. Men and women are violent at an equal pace. In fact, there are half as many female-to-male spousal abuse than there are male-to-female spousal abuse. The stats are out there. It's the same. It's
now,
the same fucking
you
thing.
You shouldn't give her the body slam, but, you should do something to get away from the situation. I mean, if she's about to hit you with a hammer, yeah, knock her ass to the ground.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, but look, my mom always told me, because you know, when I was in junior high school, the girls just loved to fucking slap me. Oh, I used to get my ass kicked, and I wouldn't hit back because you don't hit girls. You don't hit girls no matter what. And in fact, I was taught that you don't even block because you might accidentally hurt them.
My goodness.
And then add that if you run away from a girl, you're viewed as a sissy. So it's like you're caught between a rock and a hard place, because if you hit her, you're a punk. If you run away, you're a punk. If you let her kick your ass, you're a punk. But you better not touch them. So anyways.
Oh my god, he pushed her off of him, even though she was on his back pulling at his hair.
She had a knife. I've seen these shows called Snapped, you know, and oh well, he didn't. She killed him because he was coming. He was cheating on her, and he was barely at home, so she snapped. So that's why she only got 5 years, except out of a 20-to-life sentence for brutally murdering him. Oh, she. She obviously didn't know what she was doing was wrong, because she made it a point to bury the body and hide it and not tell nobody that she killed her husband. But it was self-defense. Even though he was sleeping.
Well, it could be argued that I'm not saying it was. I think this is total bullshit what I'm about to say, but this is the argument that's given, okay? That it wasn't self-defense, but she was afraid that the police was going to think that it's murder, so she went and hid the body.
Yeah.
That's generally the argument given. So, take that and chew on it for what it's worth.
Yeah, no, it's really, you know, let me get back to this article here. Magnum 32 has been held in North Carolina jail on $300,000 bond since stabbing her boyfriend Reginald Day on April 3rd. She has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon, but cops say now they will seek upgraded charges. More than likely, we'll be upgrading the charge to murder. And you know what? And first, you know, and look, again, since I am an equal opportunity offender, what do you call it? What the fuck was this dude doing dating this bitch to begin with? I mean, she's famous for lying. She's famous for freaking threatening to kill her last boyfriend. But you're like, oh well, you know, let's turn this hoe into a housewife. So I mean, look.
A lot of times, men are taught to put up with that.
But if a bitch is crazy and she has a proven thing of craziness. You don't mess with the crazy chick. We all never mess with the crazy. You be like, yo, you know what she did to Leroy? Yeah, don't fuck with her. No. Stay away from her. This bitch has documented. She's a documented liar. She's a documented nut crazy person. Yet you still want to put your shit together and become family? Dude, I mean, look, I hate to blame the victim, but in this case, dude was stupid, and he probably added to him just being. Him getting dead.
It's stupid, but again, nobody. I mean, regardless of how stupid he was, nobody has the right to kill them.
No,
regardless of the stupidity that led up to it.
You're right. But when you drive your car, do you ride with the doors open and without a seatbelt on? Do you drive without safety?
I drive without a seatbelt all the time. I think it's retarded. If something were to happen where I needed to get out of that car and something was covering where I had to press the unbuckle button, you know, I'd be pretty mad.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's... This shit really needs to,
I don't like seatbelts.
Yeah, well, no, but I'm just saying, well, then if you get yourself killed in a car crash, you know,
whatever. That's on me. Exactly.
It's on you. This dude, they documented proof of this chick being on Looney Tunes. Documented proof.
And the issue of the car, that would be completely my fault because I'd be controlling the car.
Yeah.
Now, if someone came and hit me, regardless of whether I was wearing a seatbelt or not, they would be guilty at least for property damage, mm-hmm. So they would have guilt no matter what in that situation.
No, you're right, but you take as much precautions as you can for your own safety. But you know,
yeah,
but you won't, you wouldn't drive directly into a wall, well, into an area where there is a possible chance you might get sucked up by a tornado, would you?
Oh. Not if I knew better that the tornado was going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, still, you wouldn't take that chance if there is, you know, the possibility that your ass is going to get killed. There was warning signs. There was already warning signs. The whole world knew, yo, this bitch is nuts. This bitch tried to get three dudes locked up.
Yeah, when you got to... woman who tries to get three dudes locked up in a row, you know, there's a problem with her.
Yeah.
Like these, what's the excuse now? If a woman gets raped, she's way more likely to do it again, so that if she reports more than one man in a row in a short period of time, she can have her ass covered.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
I mean, I watched this video called Chapin's Inferno with a guy by the name of Bernard Chapin, and he was talking about this case, and this was before the guy died. He was like, well, this is just further proof that how crazy she was on why they really need to redo the rape shield laws. Because a lot of women are getting away with damn near ruining a person's life, and they're not, you know, and her mental records are not being submitted for evidence, you know, and shit like that, which could really exonerate innocent men. But, you know, but also, you know, guys, we need to start being careful with who we date and who we decide to be with, because, I mean, I'm so afraid of freaking meeting up with a chick like this that the moment any chick starts acting a little squirrely, I'm out. I'm like, no.
I mean, my standards, I admit, are out. I mean, it's just really hard because it's going to be limited to the scope. I am not going to marry a woman if she's not going to breastfeed my kids, if she wants my kid, part of my kid's winky chopped off by circumcision, if she doesn't at least know elementary points about what the New World Order is and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, that limits me to almost nobody.
Unfortunately, yeah, because you know what? There's some, I mean, girls nowadays, and I'm talking about mostly girls in their 20s, they don't give a they're not interested in bettering themselves. They're not interested in taking courses that are going to give them more knowledge. They're not interested in doing independent study and educating themselves. They think it's boring. They would rather spend their own money on frivolous crap and do frivolous things. And that's
blah,
mostly...
Blah, blah,
that's,
Hollister,
yeah,
blah, 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 American Eagle, let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, you know...
I hate those
places. I went to this store, you know, to buy my cousin her sweet 15 present. Last year, I forgot what the fuck this thing was called. It's one of them stores where the dudes are walking around fucking without a shirt on.
I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, I mean that it's one of them fucking stores, and the chicks are like all models, and they fucking wear these short. Well, I didn't mind the chicks much, because there was this one chick that was helping me out I could have just fucking put my head under her skirt and like fucking bit her hiney. It was so delicious looking. Yeah, and I said
you've never been to jail for rape, have you?
No, I have not, and that's why I didn't do it. But the dude is like, welcome to, I forgot what the fuck store. I want to say Abercrombie and Fitch, whatever. And the dude, and I was like, nigga, I'm not impressed. You might have a wimpy ass six pack, but who's the dude that's the most fun at the party? The guy with the wimpy six pack, or the guy that comes in with the keg? Boom. Chicks want to tap this. There's always a chick that wants to tap the keg.
The kegs generally just have regular beer in them, and the six pack might have like some of the high quality stuff. I don't know. It depends.
It depends on what keg you get, because I'm a high quality keg, my friend.
Wait, I think I got a keg one. I went where there was a keg one time, and it was actually red wine. So.
Oh.
Yeah, that can change. But you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, same. See, okay, so what else we got going on today?
Tasting wine, too.
Yes? Oh. Here's another thing that's really fucking upsetting me. I mean, oh, you can't teach my kid abstinence. Don't teach my kid abstinence. Don't teach my kid about sex. Yeah, you know what? If you don't teach your kid about sex, because parents don't want to do it, you know, my parents did it. But no age limit for condoms. Philadelphia offering mail order protection to kids as young as 11. Philadelphia, which has the largest rates of sexually active teens in the country, is looking to make its lovemaking a little safer, even for kids as young as 11. Yeah.
I mean, even at that point, I mean, not just emotionally, they're not physically ready for that.
Yeah, I heard they're coming out with Pokemon condoms. You put a little Pikachu condom on, and, you know, it's like, Pikachu! Pika-pee! Or there's gonna they're gonna have freaking Power Ranger condoms. You know, they're going to have a like fucking superhero cartoon-themed condoms out now.
SpongeBob condoms.
SpongeBob condoms, yes, thank you. Even though I loved it, I liked this cartoon. It was a very good storyline. M. Night Shyamalan fucked it up, but Avatar The Last Airbender condoms, you know. Actually, Avatar The Last Airbender dental dams, because, you know, he's a blowing type.
I like Avatar. The animated series was better than the movie. So.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. I mean, yeah, M. Night Shyamalan really fucked up that movie. I saw it. I was very disappointed. Very disappointed in it. I was like, what the fuck is this about? First of all, I didn't like the casting.
That movie had lots of stuff hidden in it, and I might have been the only guy who's seen this, but the first time that one girl who's a princess or something, I forget what she was.
Her hair looks like a penis.
From behind. The first time it shows from behind her head, it looks exactly like a penis. And I think I was the only one who noticed that because people are just so brain dead.
Yeah, no, I saw.
To them, it's just a subliminal thing. To me, it's out in the open.
Yeah, no, it was hilarious. I mean, it's like, in the cartoon, it didn't look like that.
No, it did not. They blatantly made it look like a penis. Mm-hmm. I challenge anybody, you could probably find the movie online, and when you see her, I think it's the first time it shows her, if I'm not mistaken, from behind. Just take a look at it, and you'll see that I'm not lying.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. I mean, first of all, how come the characters that in the cartoon looked Asian were all white? I mean, it's I know it's a minor issue.
That's weird anime style. Most of the anime I watch, they look white. It's just really weird. Growing up, I used to watch Dragon Ball Z, ha ha ha. I still watch it in Japanese.
Ah.
But, I mean,
I've never seen Dragon Ball Z, ha ha ha. Yeah.
Huh?
I've never seen Dragon Ball Z, ha ha ha. I saw Dragon Ball Z Kai, or Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, Dragon Ball Z Kai is the same thing, but they shortened the storyline because Akira Toriyama originally created a manga series, and Dragon Ball Z had all sorts of fillers in it to make more episodes. But what Dragon Ball Z Kai is just called Dragon Ball Kai in Japan. And what it does is it took those fillers out. So instead of 290-something episodes, they're expecting around only 100 episodes. And it's going to be the same villains. And I mean, it's the same animation, but they cut the fillers out.
Ah.
Okay. New music and stuff, too.
Okay.
New background music. New voice acting.
What, they're going to have the Clean White Tees do the theme song? And instead of
they haven't done the whole thing already.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I've only watched the Japanese one. I've seen the English opening, and they actually made it a remake of the Japanese theme. And Funimation used to be really bad about just making up their own theme songs, and they really sucked and had nothing to do with their original.
Oh, it's Funimation? Like over the summer, like 2 years ago, I watched the whole Full Metal Alchemist series.
I love that show. I really do. I just love it.
Yeah. It's the one Japanese anime that still kind of like fucking weirds me out is the Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I haven't taken the time to watch it.
That shit, I mean, I heard there's so much fucking philosophy up in it that, you know, they have, you know, the angels are the bad guys, basically. They're bad aliens that are trying to destroy humanity and shit, basically. And they're these weird things. Mary Magdalene, the Mary Magdalene angel thing, it has multiple eyes and inside a triangle, And there's a strange looking alien and it's on a cross. You know, it's really... It's some really freaky shit.
If you watch the right anime, I mean, if you pay attention, they've got really good deep messages sometimes, and other times it's been westernized and they've got just messed up, fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Did you know that Speed Racer is an anime?
Yeah, I know Speed Racer. My father grew up on watching Speed Racer 8. 8-Man. Remember 8-Man? No.
8-Man?
8. Like the number 8. 8-Man.
I know. 8-Man.
It's basically about this cop. He gets murdered, and they just put his brain in this a cyborg body, and he becomes a superhero.
I don't like that concept. That's them trying to popularize the concept of... They're trying to humanize machines and trying to dehumanize humans.
Well, yeah.
Generally why I don't get into that stuff. Full Metal Alchemist, it's totally fine because, I mean, I've got no problem if a guy loses his arm and gets a mechanical arm. I mean, it's better than no arm. Or in the case of his brother who totally lost his body, that's better than no life at all.
Yeah, but they're using...
It's not
this
voluntary choice that they go and do that.
Yeah, but they use transmutation circles and the occult to cast spells and shit. I thought you would be against that.
Really? I don't care. I don't think it does anything. I don't care. But... I've changed quite a bit since my first appearance on the show.
Yes.
I don't care as much about that. Much does need to be said as far as Wicca and the modern paganism is concerned, just being ripoffs from Freemasonic rituals, and it not being based upon the original whatever religion they're trying to portray. They just take the gods that were in that religion, and since there's very scant information about how they actually practiced it, they just integrated with Wicca, created by Gerald Gardner, who is a Freemason weirdo who ate his own wife's shit. I'm not kidding. So.
Well, some people pay money to get that done.
Aleister Crowley, all that, you know. But. Just based upon Kabbalistic ritual. It's not based upon what these people think they're actually doing.
Yep.
It's not a restoration. It's a total remake, and it's nothing the same.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving on. We talked about the 11. They giving 11-year-olds condoms, teaching them that. Oh, it's okay. Yeah. But, of course, in New York City, there's no age limit. So, at least in Philadelphia, there's an age limit to get free condoms between 11 and 19. After 19, you have to pay for your own damn condoms. And you can have the condoms mailed directly to you for free. So, the taxpayers are paying for kids to get busy. How do you feel about that?
That's what sex education does for you in school, instead of the parents deciding when to tell them about that.
Dude, I mean, the sex education for me was the freaking health class. The teacher showing us what can happen to you when you have sex. Basically showing us disgusting pictures of diseased vaginas and penises.
But it doesn't stop it. I mean, look at the increase. I'll try to say,
teen pregnancy is actually less.
Or because they're on birth control. Or they're using condoms. That doesn't mean them having sex is less. These people are brain dead.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know.
Interestingly, it's less. Well, yeah, the pregnancy's less because they go and do that, or they go and murder the baby after they get pregnant. So.
Anyways, this next article, FBI bust rabbi for in-flight groping, unorthodox behavior... came on flight from Tel Aviv to New York. an Israeli rabbi flying from New York from Tel Aviv allegedly twice fondled a female passenger as she slept. And then the woman angrily confronted him, and he claimed, "It's a mistake. I'm asleep," according to the federal court records. Just let me. Rabbi Gravero Bidney, 47, was named earlier this month in a criminal information charging him with misdemeanor assault. A complaint sworn by FBI agent Janet Ann Briscoe provides a detailed account of the March 27 incident on Delta Airlines Flight 269. About 90 minutes into the 12-hour flight, Bidney allegedly reached over the sleeping woman seated next to him and placed his hand under her blanket on her groin and was groping her genital area. When the victim, identified only as Jane Doe in the complaint, jumped back, Bidney quickly removed his hand from her groin. The woman told the FBI that he was giving her a blessing. That's how they do it in the Jewish religion. You put your hand on the chick's groin just to bless her ovaries. I mean, he was doing this bitch a favor.
Oh, that's without permission, and that's against my principles.
That's he was doing this bitch a favor. Avatar condoms, yes.
Favor, oh my goodness.
He's doing a favor. I mean, look, he was she was obviously, he was trying to help her relax, you know, because flying can get, you know, kind of stressful.
She was already asleep.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes. He was trying to help her, you know? It's, you know, some people actually pay money for that type of service.
Yes, but they do it willingly.
Yeah, but, you know, look, you shouldn't have to be asked to help somebody. You should jump to the occasion to always offer assistance to your fellow man or woman.
I think he should go to jail. I think anybody should who does that. That's just weird.
Yeah. The woman told the FBI that she then pulled her blanket back over her head and body. But minutes later, Bidney allegedly again reached under the passenger's blanket, this time groping the passenger's breasts. Look, he was trying to check if she had cancer. Again.
He wasn't a doctor.
But he's a rabbi. He's a spiritual leader. If you can't trust him, who can you trust?
Where in the Torah does it tell you to check for
Look, you gotta worry about the people that you are around. You know, their spiritual and physical needs. You know, she probably looked kind of sick, and he was just checking her out in case something happened. He could relay the information to a proper medical physician. I mean, this man is a hero. He's a hero. This man is a hero, and he's being dragged through the mud.
I hope that man gets some prison time, at least a couple days. You know, something.
Yeah, Speed Racer was the shit. Yes, it was.
I like Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels. That's a satanic show. We can't.
Oh, damn. Oh, well. What are you doing? Stop touching me, she told Bidney. He replied, "It's a mistake. I'm asleep." According to Ambrisco, the female passenger then left her seat to advise the flight crew of the incident. Wow, she's a snitch. She's a snitch. You know, look, what if
he was asleep and touching her? I mean, the places he happened to feel was a groin and breast.
Yeah, dude, it happens to me all the time. I, you know, sometimes, you know, you get some of these.
I can understand, like, maybe getting with his elbow or accidentally putting his hand on her boob or something. I mean, that could happen when you're sleeping.
Like, look, this is why I prefer to sleep alone sometimes, because when I'm asleep, I fight. I fight and I punch and I kick in my sleep. I have some very violent dreams, so if somebody's sleeping next to me, they get hurt. So, you know, hey, it happens. You know, some people fight, other people make love. Again, he's a very peaceful, a peaceful spiritual man trying to help this woman out, and she took it out of context. On purpose, might I add.
Peaceful spiritual man. I mean, did he have the stereotypical beard? And
I don't know. We got Nancy in the chat room. Hi, Nancy. As we like to say, Nancy Miss Prime up in the chat room. So yeah, whatever. Saul Benenfield, Bidney's lawyer, declined today to discuss the case against his client, but said that the rabbi asserts his total innocence and contends that the alleged sexual contact never occurred. Following his arrest, Bidney posted $250,000 bond and was ordered to surrender his passport and limit his travels to the New York City metropolitan area. At his April 5th arraignment, the Orthodox rabbi sought permission to return to Israel, though that request was denied by the magistrate judge. In a subsequent motion, Benfield asked that his client's curfew to be relaxed, since during the Passover holiday, he needs to be in synagogue past 9 p.m. and wishes to see more of those individuals who seek advice in communities that are not near the area that he is sleeping at the time. Bidney was staying at a residence on Long Island. Bidney's burial package was further modified yesterday when the judge agreed to allow him to travel to Israel from April 14th to May 1st. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's totally gone. Once he gets there, the Israeli government they won't hand him over.
In a motion, Benfield said that his client wanted to return to Israel for the Passover holiday and had also recently learned that his father is gravely ill. Oh, how convenient. Bidney's bond was increased to $500,000 by the magistrate judge, James Orstein. The rabbi's trial is scheduled for May 4th.
It's never going to happen. It's just not.
No, he just paid his $500,000 bail and, you know, good luck. This woman, you know, the poor woman stays raped. Stays groped, and that's that. Unless she wants to go in there and take on the whole Israeli army.
Doesn't surprise me, because the Israelis who were caught doing bad things on 9/11 in New York City were sent home to Israel. So, you know, just for doing something to one woman, I'm sure they'd let that go too. So,
yeah. This is a website I think Christie started. It's called SheFights.net. Shocking website. SheFights.net shows videos of homeless men getting their asses kicked by half-naked beauties. Yes. And of course, this is written in like a tongue-in-cheek, like, ha ha ha, you know, strong independent women just kicking some random nigga's ass for no reason.
A homeless man?
Yeah.
That's cold.
Yeah. Homeless men in Florida are getting paid to withstand videotape beatdowns, is being sued on behalf beatdowns by scantily clad beauties, a shocking lawsuit says. Hungry hobos from St. Petersburg get about $50 to act as human punching bags, and the 12-minute clips are being sold on a racy website, SheFights.net, the suit says. You know, this is some free advertising they're getting. One of the homeless men named...
If they agree to it and they get the $50, then I don't see the problem.
Yeah. I mean, one of the homeless men named in the suit, George Grayson, you know, the older retarded brother of Dick Grayson, as you may know, Robin, of the Batman and Robin fame. You know, he thought since his little brother could kick some ass, he thought, you know, hey, what the fuck? Says he submitted to 7 different beatdowns in the last few months. I'm still in a little bit of pain from a couple of weeks ago, Grayson 37 told the St. Petersburg Times. I'm just trying to deal with it mentally right now.
People agreed to it. How can there be a suit?
Yeah. Where's Wesley Willis when you need him with a song? This bitch kicked my ass! This bitch kicked my... Google if you don't know who Wesley Willis is. It's a funny reference, you'll get the joke. This bitch kicked my ass! This bitch kicked my ass! I walked in and I got $50. And they said, let this bitch punch me in the face. I took my $50 because I wanted to go buy a sandwich. This bitch kicked my ass! This bitch kicked my ass! You know, okay, Google for Wesley Willis, you get the joke, trust me. So, you know, apparently it looks like Christy was on this site just beating the crap out of men. I'm just kidding. She wasn't on this site. Let's not start rumors. The website featured doubles of clips of women in bras and short shorts kicking, punching, and kneeing men. In some of the videos, the women are topless. Previews of the videos are often detailed descriptions of violent encounters. This is the second part of Julie's domination beatdown of Army Guy, one preview says. In the final part, she whips her biggest admirer with a crop, tramples him, beats him in puts him in bondage, spits on him, and totally humiliates and dominates him, while also others displaying her usual array of kicks and punches. This is Julie very few have seen before. The brutal sport came to light after homeless advocate G.W. Raleigh noticed men walking around with black eyes, split lips, and limps, the Times reported. Raleigh started interviewing the men who told similar details of getting paid to get pummeled by half-naked women.
So that kind of damage, damn, I'd have to get a lot more money than that.
I mean, seriously, you know, there's a similar site called kink.com, but these women are not harmed. They're just, you know, lightly slapped around, you know, their breasts and stuff like that. But, you know, at the end, they show you that they like it and shit. I mean, you know. Damn it, there goes, that's the proof. Yeah, Louis talking about porn on Kurtzschau Radio. I'm just saying. I'm not advocating this shit. I'm just saying, look, this is crazy shit that goes
around. Yeah, we're selling it for $19.95.
Yeah.
Call in if you want.
Racer X was Tim Refat, says Casey. All right. What's next we got going on? What's this next article we got here? This is hilarious. Florida woman pulled over ignores cops so she can complete her drive-through order at McDonald's. You know what? You don't fall asleep on a quarter pounder, especially when it's that time of day. You're starving. It's like, you know what? Fuck a cop. I'm hungry. I'll get to you. I'll submit. Let me get my fucking meal. Let me eat and chill out. Give me the fucking ticket. We're done. I mean, I don't see what the problem is, but let's read the story anyways. A routine traffic stop turned into an unhappy meal for a fast food obsessed Florida woman. Instead of pulling over for cops, Rebecca Spen turned into McDonald's and ordered lunch at the drive-thru, triggering a bizarre car chase. The wacky incident happened Monday around 2 p.m. in the Palm Beach. The Palm Beach Post reported. Spen, 64, was driving along University Drive in Coral Springs when a cop tried to pull her over for having a faulty brake lights. Like, all right, look, officer, let me go get something to eat. Because I know you guys are going to have me here for 3 hours over a fucking brake light. Let me get me something to eat. My sugar is low. You know, I'll shut off the car. You guys can run everything all you fucking want. Let me just go get something to fucking eat. Shit, I'm 64 years young. I don't need to deal with this shit. Spen sped into the McDonald's and Officer Courtney Vassell pulled in behind her and got out flashing his flashing patrol car. Vassell ordered Spen out of her car, but she ignored him and instead completed her lunch order, paid the bill, and drove off the parking lot, the Post reported. After flicking on his police lights again, Vassell pulled over vessel pool spent outside the McDonald's. She rolled down her window down 1 inch and said she was not speeding and she would not roll her window down, Vessel reported. Spen also refused to hand over her driver's license and other car records and then sped away.
Did anything later happen to her?
Hold on, we got actually have audio. We have audio. Yeah.
I wonder if my cookies are still good.
Yep. And what she told the cop?
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
That's right. Don't fuck with her. She got to eat, you know? Ah, damn. See, that's why you don't eat and drive at the same time.
That might be a bad idea.
It would.
You drop your fries and bend over to get them. That could be disaster.
It is. So Vassal again jumped back into his patrol car and again flicked on his lights. Soon, other cops joined the chase. Finally, she hit a red light, but as cops tried to box her in, she reversed out of the trap. Cops, damn, man, she must be Speed Racer's grandmother. It's like, you ain't catching me! Finally, she hit a few... Cops surrounded Spen a few blocks away. This time, officers smashed her driver's side of the window and pulled her out, reportedly fucking messing up her damn burger. She was pissed. She's like, I'm hungry.
Spen, I'd be pissed too. I didn't damage anything, you know, had it easy. And those bastards wanted to pull me over. They should have minded their own business. Go to the Dunkin' Donuts. Leave me alone.
Yeah, well, shit. And I bet they would have kept her from eating too while they made her wait 4 hours just for a fucking ticket. I mean, really, let's just rewind this. She was stopped because she had a broken taillight, which means, yay, it's time for us to get some revenue out of somebody. She didn't hurt nobody. I mean, and really, is a brake light really that necessary? One brake light out of what?
Surprisingly, I didn't get a ticket. I didn't get a ticket when I was pulled over with an expired sticker. Mm. Nobody in my car had seat. I was pulled over. I had an expired sticker. Nobody had seatbelts on in my car. And I had no shoes. When I got out of the car and I looked at the sticker that he pointed to, and he gave me no ticket, I was just totally shocked.
Yeah. She was not under the influence or drugs or alcohol, authority said. Yeah, she was just fucking a crabby old bitch. That's what it was. She was just, look, you know, you get hungry, you just don't want to deal, you know what, when it's time for feeding, when I'm starving, I don't want to be fucked with by anybody. I like to shut off my Skype. I like to go on Hulu or anything, watch something while I'm eating in peace. I don't like to get fucked with. I don't like to deal with phone calls and shit like that when it's feeding time.
No.
Yeah.
Those people are lunatics.
Yeah, this bitch was being all brolic and shit.
Well, they shouldn't have pulled her out. They shouldn't have tried to pull her over for stupid shit to get money.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. At a bond hearing Tuesday, Spen was released in order to take a mental health evaluation. It's unclear if she finished her McDonald's lunch. She probably didn't because they got glass all up and through it. It's like, oh, now you got a broken fucking window and, you know. God, she's 64 years young. Leave her alone. Yeah.
Those lights are called emergency lights, and I just don't think that's an emergency.
Yeah, exactly. So, ready? What else we got? We got 10 minutes left. Ah. As some of you may know, I had Shelly Phelps Roper on my show a couple years back. You guys could go to grouchoutradio.com/interviews and see what the dilly is, yo, with that. But Senate pushes to ban Westboro Church protest outside military funerals. Look, I don't support the Westboro Baptist Church. But unfortunately, they have a right to do what they do, and really, this is that. Don't think that the Senate, don't think that this government is doing anybody any favors by making a ban, to ban protests outside of military funerals.
They give for protesting the funerals. The reason they give is because those soldiers were protecting a nation that accepts facts. I mean, those are their words. That's their reason. It's not because these wars are unjust or because they know anything about the New World Order or anything. They give the silliest reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's like, come on. Come on, dude. It's like any reason to take away someone's right to protest. A bipartisan group of senators introduced a bill Thursday aimed at keeping members of a hate-mongering church out of sight and earshot of military funerals. Senator Christine Gildebrand joined 13 other senators in backing a bill called Sanctity of Eternal Rest for Veterans, or SERV Act. The bill would allow police to widen the buffer zone around funeral services from 150 to 300 feet and increase the quiet time before and after funerals for 1 hour to two. Yeah, I mean, look, how long would it be till they start saying, well, you can't protest here because, you're disturbing the Bilderberg group or this group that's screwing you over. You know,
that's exactly why you've got to protect the retards, because if you allow them to take away the speech of the morons, then they're going to come and take away your rights eventually. If you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile, and that's the fact.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a voting thing. There's like a poll. Should members of the Westboro Church be allowed to protest next to military funerals? The choices are yes, it's freedom of speech. No, it's a hate mongering and disrespectful to dead soldiers. And the third option is it depends how far they are from the funeral. And the option that's winning is no, it's hate mongering and disrespectful to the dead soldiers at 80% of the votes.
Soldiers shouldn't have been over there killing people, and they died. So you know what? I mean, I know this sounds horrible, but if I would have been the people over there and I had the opportunity, I would have killed the soldier too, because he was one of the people who invaded my country.
Yeah.
So, you know? I mean, there's nothing more that could be done that should be done to him. I mean, he's already dead, but at the same time, I have to defend their right to do that, or else they'll take it away for something more important.
Yeah, no, exactly. They're going to use this as an excuse to take it away from everyone else. So.
I mean, the church really is crazy.
They
let anybody new in. There's very few recordings of actually inside the church. There are some. Mm-hmm. And what you hear is just totally crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, before we go on to the next story, I like to ask, look, I got some ads on my site. I also have some clickable click things there. You know, on my articles, they're highlighted in red. and stuff like that. If you can, please click on those. I do make money. It's like Google AdSense, but, you know, not as fucking totalitarian. I just try not to click on myself because, you know, that's against the rules and I don't feel like getting kicked out. Also, we have I got a new sort of sponsor thing going on with Trike. It is a kick-ass three-wheel trike scooter, which, you know, you don't really, it's not really a kick scooter. You rock side to side. It's a lot of fun. Just, you know, click there and check it out at least. They have stuff for little kids that are reasonably priced. So, I mean, if you got any grandkids or kid children or nieces, nephews, please help a nigga out. You know, it's on Crackshot Radio. Just really click the banners we got here. I mean, I don't get paid unless you buy something. But if you're going to buy something anyways, please, you know, check us out. Yeah, Logo Nerds. Logo Nerds. If you got a website and you want a logo, check out Logo Nerds. I mean, they did some good work. You know, check out my logo that I have there.
All for under $50?
No, just $27. $27. You can't go wrong.
How come you don't say under $30 on your commercial?
I don't know. I should really change that. Yeah, you're right. So, you know. There you go. Anyways, okay, well, this last article before we say goodnight for the night is suicide rates in the U.S. increase as economy declines, CDC researchers find. Suicide rates in the U.S. tend to rise during recessions and fall amid economic booms. Yes.
That's a dumb moment. I mean,
yeah.
Anybody could guess that.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Some people are doing really economically bad, and they figure that there's no getting out of their hole. Yeah, it figures some people are going to kill themselves.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's just a fact.
All right, then. So, yeah, there's that. So, really think about it. This whole economy is artificial, so I mean, you could tell these bankers, these globalists, you know, they're using the economy as a weapon, like anyone would use a gun to kill somebody, a knife to kill somebody. So these people should be charged with murder for every suicide.
It's corporatism. I always like to remind people that this is not pure capitalism. I don't know if we've ever had pure capitalism in this country. Because when you have the government and the corporations working together to set forth regulations that they know that they set in the loopholes for them to get out of, but it prevents other businesses from being established because of all these rules, that gets rid of the free flow of capitalism and becomes something different.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. So.
There you go.
Alrighty.
Don't blame it on capitalism. Don't be like Michael Moore and with his capitalism or love story. Just don't do it.
Well, Michael Moore is fucking incomplete. He's blaming, it's conservatism that's doing this. It's this. Again, I mean, Michael
How
Moore.
How dare people not back the unions? How dare you? He's a little bitch. I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
Fuck the unions, okay? Fuck universal health care.
There you go.
Suck. The unions are a front, are a socialist front.
One more.
It doesn't take any brains to figure that out. Go back in history and see who has always supported the unions. I mean, always. In Europe, it was even more apparent because you had the communists, I mean, openly supporting the unions.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then.
So, Michael Moore's a bitch.
Yes. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. Come back tomorrow, Friday, same bat time, same bat schedule. Tell your friends and family to listen to the Crackshot Radio Show every day, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Sometimes we go over. And yeah, that's it's crutchshotradioshow.com. Man, I'll come back every day. Come back every day because we usually have something gone. Oh, I have almost forgot. I can't believe I went through the whole entire show without mentioning this. I would like to thank the son of a bitch that tried to hack my site today. You're not gonna fucking take me down. My site was down for 30 minutes. I was able to get it back up and running.
How do you get it back up? I mean,
I called GoDaddy, and what they did was they my site automatically backs itself up on the servers, and they were able to get it back up and running, like nothing happened. But someone actually did a denial of service attack on me, and yeah, so you cowardly motherfuckers, and you're probably gonna listen to this show afterwards, it's gonna be uploaded. You motherfuckers are a bunch of cowards, and no wonder you gotta do some shit behind my back, because you can't face me like a man. And I keep saying, I don't own guns, I don't own weapons, I will fight you hand to hand. But you don't want to do that. You want to go and start complain. You want to complain on me to talk shoe. You want to dry snitch and shit. You want to try to take my site down. You're gonna try to quiet me, and then you're gonna go around trying to fucking make up lies saying, oh well, Louis Bonilla or Louis Beltran, that's his real name, and that means he's a shill because his last name, because we know his last name. Or he doesn't go by a last name because his last name is B-E-E, and that's Freemasonic. It doesn't matter that Louis talks shit about Freemasons. It doesn't matter that Louis will go after other people who are Freemasons. But since his last name is B-E-E, he's the reincarnation of a Mayan B-God. So that means he's a Freemasonic, and we got to hack his site.
We're big fans of Satan on this show.
Yeah, we're gonna hack his site because we gotta silence him. We gotta take away his right to freedom of speech. And because we're the good guys, we can deny people's freedom of speech. We can fucking deny people's freedoms. But if Louis does something anywhere close to that, oh, he's a bad guy. So you wanna come and hack my site, you fucking pussies? You pussies? Yeah, why don't you do me a favor and face me like a man?
Well, you know, there's a month and 1 week until the end of the world, and you people out there,
fucking cowards! They're fucking cowards.
They're probably too retarded to realize that people usually back up their science. But I mean, how were you informed that it was down 30 minutes?
Oh, no. Well, they told me that it was down for 30 minutes. I went to check my site because I do, when I'm posting articles every day, you know, they're trolls. They like to hide. They're a bunch of hiders. They like to hide. They're a bunch of hiders. Did I just say that? Yeah. Duh. But no, they're cowards. They're filthy cowards. They're mother. You know what? Fuck it. No, I'm not gonna bring their mothers into it this time. But you know what? You motherfuckers know who you are. You're pussies. And you know what? I'm right here. The challenge is out there. You know where I live already. You have to already know where I live. Come at me. Come face me. Face to face. If you motherfuckers think you're so goddamn tough, you want to threaten me all over the internet saying how much you're going to break my face, break my teeth, you know, and I'm supposed to be the bad guy, I'm the one that's working for the fucking government, fucking everyone wants to threaten me. No, you know what? You motherfuckers want to talk all big and bad and say how much you could kick my ass and fucking say, oh, well, you're fat. You know what? Then come, test yourself. Come, test me. I fucking dare you motherfuckers. But doing this fucking dry snitching, trying to shut me down, ain't gonna work. Because I'm too fucking stubborn for you motherfuckers. Because you shut me down, I'll find another way to keep putting my shit out. I'll find another way. I'll keep putting shit out there. I'll keep doing it. I'm gonna keep going. You can't stop me. You can't stop me because I'm powered by something else. I'm not powered by ego. I'm powered by pure, unadulterated, fucking righteous anger. Fucking hate these motherfuckers. I hate all you fucking hypocritical fucking trolls that say, oh, I'm fighting the New World Order. I'm fighting the New World Order. But you don't fucking fight the corruption that's happening in your back fucking yard. Yet you want to come at me that, who the fuck have I ever hurt? Who the fuck have I ever hurt? Even when I've tried to hurt somebody, that shit never happened. So, so I mean, if I'm a fucking New World Order shill, I'm one of the worst fucking New World Order shills that can't get shit done.
I've seen more than
but apparently,
online,
but apparently, but apparently, apparently, you know.
I don't know how you are. I mean, because this is no offense, but if you had like thousands of listeners, I would understand how they might think that. But I mean, how many do you really have per show? How many people?
Oh yeah, they like to attack me, and the fact that I don't have any listeners is proof that no, it's because a lot of people in the 9/11 Truth Movement they like fucking self-serving bullshit.
Well, my whole point would be that if you were, wouldn't you be better funded and have a bigger audience and all
that,
like Alex Jones?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just making a point. I mean, I've never had more than a handful of people who ever listened to any show I've done, so.
I mean, tell you what, before I started doing political themed radio, you know, when I was just talking about attacking society, you know, attacking society's, like, hypocrisy, you know, before I was even a fucking 9/11 truther, you know, in the early years of the Crockshot radio show, I had I was getting, like, at least, you know, 50 to 60 live listeners on Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-huh. What did you talk about back then?
Basically talked about bitches. You know, basically how shit is uneven and how, you know, people they worship all these, like, reality stars, all these fucking stars, and they don't add nothing to no one's life. You know, how, you know, they don't pay attention to how there's, like, real shit going on, and, you know, people just are so fucking mystified by someone who happens
to be on television.
That
still stands true, because who cares if Britney Spears shaves her head bald? Who cares if so-and-so is battling about their kids in court, or Christian Aguilar broke a nail, or who fucking cares?
Yeah.
They'll sit down and watch Entertainment Tonight. They'll watch all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And go and tell all their little girlfriends, and some of the guys will do it too, go and tell them their friends what's going on with these people, and they lose every sense of what's going on around them. I've always hated that shit. Doesn't take much to figure that shit out.
Yeah, so. Anyways, I went over time. Let me do my thank yous and then the mahalo, and I'd like to thank Nancy, Christy.
Did you steal that from Adam Carolla?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the sound of mahalo because I used to listen to Love Lines.
I used to listen to that too. I used to listen to it on the radio.
Yeah.
I never saw the TV show that happened, but I listened to it on the radio.
Well, in New York, they only played it, like, once a week, and it was, like, on tape delay.
They find out that, like, a lot, I mean, it's total shit. I mean, it's a bunch of medical brainwashing. But in between, you got enough jokes that it really didn't amount to that, so.
Yeah, no, it was really.
It was fun.
Adam Carolla is hilarious.
He is.
He really is.
I mean, I remember one episode where he told a woman, "We're going to put you on hold so we can talk about you." Just wait a minute. Yeah. I mean, he's funny as hell, and he still is. I mean, I think he's got a radio show.
Well, he has a podcast, but he wrote a book called "In 50 Years, Men Will Be Chicks."
And as far as I understand, that he has libertarian views, kind of. As far as I understand him.
Yeah.
I hate this guy. I mean, he's a total piece of shit, but he had Jesse Ventura on his show.
Who?
I mean, he didn't call him a kooky conspiracy nut during any of it, so.
Who, Adam Carolla?
The start.
What the fuck? Okay, anyways. Anyways, yeah, so anyways, thank you everybody from my house to your house. Mahalo.